There's new genetic evidence about the 8,500-year-old skeleton that has mystified scientists for almost 20 years, Kennewick Man. Scientists suspected he might have come from Asia or Polynesia. Native American groups insisted he was their ancestor and deserved a proper burial. And NPR's Christopher Joyce reports the new DNA evidence suggests that Kennewick Man is indeed related to modern Native Americans.
Kennewick Man was discovered accidentally in a mud flat along the Columbia River in Washington State, and he's caused a ruckus ever since. Anthropologists said his facial features and cranium did not look like a Native American. Native Americans said, so what? He must be an ancestor and deserves a proper burial. The federal government agreed and locked up the skeleton. Scientists sued to release it, and they won. He's been studied since then. Up till now, the most well-documented hypothesis has been he's probably related to the Ainu, an ethnic group in Japan, or maybe people from Polynesia. Now, for the first time, scientists have looked at his DNA, and here's what they say.
We can see very clearly that Kennewick Man is more closely related to present-day Native Americans than it is to anybody else.
That's Eska Willerslev, a leading expert in ancient DNA from the University of Copenhagen. Willerslev's team extracted DNA from one of the skeleton's hand bones. They compared it to DNA from various ethnic groups around the world, including Native Americans from North and South America. They found he's not related to the Ainu of Japan or Polynesians, but he does share a close affinity with one North American tribe.
What is kind of intriguing is that among the ones that he's very closely related to is the Colville tribe.
The Colville tribes have always lived in the Pacific Northwest and are among the five tribes that demanded custody of the skeleton. These results were published in a leading scientific journal, Nature, but if that sounds like case closed, it isn't. Willerslev acknowledges that there is very little genetic information about modern Native Americans to make comparisons. There might be other tribes more closely related to Kennewick Man. And it also could be that Native Americans are descendants of some relative of Kennewick Man who lived 10 to 15,000 years ago.
We probably will never be able to say who is, in fact, the closest living relatives of Kennewick Man.
And there's at least one scientist who isn't convinced by the genetic evidence. Anthropologist Douglas Owsley of the Smithsonian Institution has edited a 700-page study of the skeleton. At his laboratory, Owsley shows me a cast of Kennewick Man's skull alongside skulls of three Native Americans. Clearly, Kennewick Man does look different.
It is a much narrower and relatively longer cranium. And the way the base of the cranium is configured, it is different from what we see in Native Americans.
Owsley says, sure, Kennewick Man or his people passed on genes that now show up in Native American populations, but he doesn't think the evidence is sufficient to satisfy the repatriation law that requires Native American remains to be turned over to tribal authorities.
You have to show a relationship, a specific relationship, a close relationship to a specific group, and show that in terms of culture, show that in terms of genetics, and that's not there right now.
And there's still the mystery of where Kennewick Man came from. Owsley says his bone chemistry reveals things about his diet. Apparently, he was a coastal dweller and a wanderer. His ancestors could have been from far away. No one knows yet. So what now? Well, Native groups say the skeleton is theirs, and they've told the federal government they will use the new evidence to get it back. Owsley maintains there's still too much to learn about Kennewick Man to bury him now. Clearly, Kennewick Man isn't dead yet. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.